Welcome to the School of Sales podcast, the podcast for women who know that making sales is necessary to keep doing what they love. So
the question is, how can we make it the most fun that it can possibly be?
That's right. So let's get started. Kitty and I are here doing a voice memo on our phone for this podcast episode, sitting on our hotel bed, looking through our balcony at Tampa, Florida.
Tampa Bay,
baby. And we want to kind of talk about the series of events that have led us here, because we decided that we were coming here on Thursday. Oh my gosh.
Let it be clear.
Was it Thursday?
Thursday.
And today is Tuesday.
We got invited on Tuesday and had to wrap our mind around it for a couple of days. And then decided Thursday.
Yeah. And flew out Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it all started with a little $297 investment.
Mm-hmm.
Really, technically, my $97 investment. Technically. And we want to kind of just talk about the story of how we got here and also what it is doing to our brains, because it is life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, August of this year, of 2023, at school starting, we were in traffic.
Yeah,
all
that's
the
right.
Three of us were in, me, Court, and Kat, were headed to the office in insane traffic and like needing something to listen to. And I pulled up YouTube and I found this guy named Myron Golden. He was the first video that popped up. And I sent the video to them. I said, hey, just found this guy. He has some good stuff. He teaches biblical principles about business. And we started listening, sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic, like, oh my gosh, this is so helpful. This is so amazing. These values we align with. That was the biggest thing, I think. And we were
like, oh, so this is like our new guy.
This is our new guy.
It was in August.
Yeah.
At the first video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept talking about this challenge that he had. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm gonna sign up. And he had three levels. And I did the general admission lowest level, which is $97. And to be honest, I don't even remember the content. I just remember the energy. And I just remember it being super high energy of what felt like people in that were in momentum. And I was just drawn toward it. But the experience was great. I remember talking to Kat being like, hey, we might need to look in to see what kind of the programs that they offer. But Kat was in the deep trenches of creating a webinar for cohort 38. And so she's like, hey, I cannot even wrap my brain around what's next until we close
yeah,
the chapter.
Yeah, so it's funny enough is she applied to this thing because they open up an application based on your revenue, which is brilliant, and try to put you in the right place, which is great. And she got on a sales call and she was like, you know, they're actually going to teach selling on stage. Mm-hmm. Like, we're salespeople and we can like be better at selling on stage. And so at the time I'm like, gosh, I'm trying to do a webinar from not the stage,
right,
with not my face, with a PowerPoint.
Right.
So I hear this a lot from our students, which is I don't want to be more confused.
That's right.
And so that's probably what I was dealing with. I was like, let me just focus.
And I totally understood.
But what's funny, like if anything that will come out of this podcast is like God's divine timing.
No question.
Because Macy goes through the challenge, goes through the sales call, and stays in contact with the sales guy. And it was just like, yeah, like maybe later was like really our thing.
Yeah.
But keep up with the content, watching at least like one or two Myron videos like a day is how it was feeling.
Yeah.
And so then, so time passes. About a month or two.
Yep. So we close, we're in the middle of cohort 38 enrollment. And if you know.
Well, so sorry, but before that, I was like, hey, I had this inkling because I had been watching his YouTube video. So I'm like, when's his next challenge?
That's right.
Because Macy did it. And okay, so y'all know I was learning Russell Brunson's funnel stuff, .com secrets, expert secrets, etc. And so I'm trying. So then you become a funnel hacker, meaning you buy someone's product, you go through their process, you see what you like, what you don't like.
Their emails, their pages. It's so smart
because people who want to market, all they're doing is using sales principles throughout their stuff, okay?
Right.
So I thought, oh, I love Myron. He sells an info product. He's a salesperson. Let me just funnel hack him.
By buying his book.
Yeah, so I went to MyronGolden.com, bought Boss Moves, his book. It's great. You should buy it. And
go through the funnel.
Yep. So then I got an upsell to the challenge, which was perfect. That's what I wanted to happen. And then after that, I upgraded. So I did the upgrade. And then
basically VIP.
Yeah, VIP. So you like get to be in the Zoom room instead of just on the Facebook group. Then you can you wait for your email to invite you to be a platinum, which is like the highest level where you can ask questions. And this is important because I told Macy, hey, if I'm going to do this, I really want to go through the whole funnel. I want to experience it. She said, 100%, you need the like the highest experience to understand. Because we wanted, I think we wanted to do a challenge. Like we thought this was going to be a good idea for us. So we needed to experience it.
The whole thing. And I had already experienced it as a general admission. So I said, it's perfect for you to experience it as a VIP.
And this is a good principle as you're trying to model your business after someone you admire. You know, a lot of people, our students will call things cohorts because they see that, you know, the cohort momentum is fun.
Yeah.
And it's smart when you do live coaching and stuff. So the best thing you can do is be in a cohort.
Yeah.
So I love when our students do a cohort after they've been in one because they say, you know what, I like this about it and I'm going to choose it.
Yeah.
But don't choose it by before because you have no idea. So that's what we were doing. We're trying to gain understanding and experience. Yeah. So I didn't make it to day one because I was doing the webinar.
Well, what's interesting is you were like, Macy, the timing of this challenge is the same exact week of our open enrollment.
That's right.
She said, I think it's the perfect timing. Now, if you know, an enrollment week is usually just all hands on deck, all focused on the one thing, all, you know, and I said, you know, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because what's really, it's kind of a stir the pot situation where you kind of just plug yourself into different things and see what might come up from that. And so I said, perfect, go for it. So she was not on for the first day, but the second, third, fourth, the Tuesday through Friday and Saturday, she was on and got to ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. She was really expecting just to ask one or two, but you got to ask at least one every day, right? And instantly, as Kitty is, she built a relationship with Myron. And she would kind of record the advice that he would give her. And it was really cool watching the recording because I'm sure when you're in it, you like don't even really like hear it
100%
in the moment.
And then I knew I would black out.
And then you watch it again. And it was just so cool to see because he was like, whoa, 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 like, you know, asking really good questions, like asking to understand, not just to think about what he was going to say, but asking to understand. And he was like, whoa, whoa, y'all sell a $4,000 product and you, you know, get about 100 people per cohort four times a year. He's like, what? He could not believe that that was happening. And he said one thing on Tuesday, I think, right?
First day.
He said, I have never said this to anybody on a challenge before. And he looked around the room to for everybody to confirm that he has not said this. He's like, listen, I've not said this ever before on a challenge in 31 challenges, which one a month is over a year. But you need a VIP day. And I knew what the VIP day was because I had already gone through the sales call and I'd seen, and it's a $350,000 investment. He charges $40,000 per hour to coach. And I remember reading that and thinking at first, who on earth would ever pay that for a day? What? That is insanity. Like I in my head, I was like, he has this so that no one ever buys it. Because it is so astronomical. But when he said that, because I saw the recording of it, it wasn't just Kat telling me, I saw him say that, a switch flipped on. Oh my gosh, I could start crying right now. Because what I instantly saw was, oh, we're the people. We're the ones that invest in stuff like that. We're the ones who get that type of mentorship and that type of coaching. And it was just that little sentence, you guys are perfect for a VIP day, that to me reflected belief, the belief that he had in us. And instantly we started going through the buying process in our head. I emotionally wanted it. You definitely emotionally wanted it. And I started trying to justify it in my head. And I really didn't even know what was in the VIP. And the reason he said he's never said this on a challenge, because a challenge is the lowest level offer. Like the next level that you would buy is 27,000. Then the next level would be 55,000. Then I think the next level is VIP, right? So the next step, he's selling the $27,000 offer. And so we started going through this buying process with them, but also in our own heads. And like I said, like I still, like at the event, we got like a VIP magazine of what's included. I'm like, oh, this is the first time I'm seeing like what's actually included, and the offer is way better than I even expected, which is amazing. But what this has done in my brain is something that I have I could have never have anticipated. So I'll kind of talk like what's happened in my brain, and I want you mm-hmm. to talk about what's happened in yours.
Well, I do want to point out that what happened is what we teach people to do, which is he sold us the payoff. He sold us what we could expect to happen when we buy in. I literally thought the $350,000 was for one day, and you like mm-hmm. are in a group of people and you get to talk to him and like listen to the people's questions and answers mm-hmm. and there's like a private jet involved, but I didn't really know anything about that.
Yeah.
Long story short, that's not what it is, but it didn't matter to me because he told me on that challenge, right. you need to do a VIP date because you can do
$4 million
to $10 million next year.
Yeah.
And then he had said some other stuff too, but
yeah.
That was the expectation, which is like, oh, well, whatever you're going to tell me means that I get to quadruple or 5X what we're doing in a year. So I don't really care what widgets you give me. Mm-hmm. Please actually just give me the lease so I can go work.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's an example of selling the payoff. And I don't know if we'll get into stories of how true that is. Like the people we've met here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it has been the most hope-giving thing to know that what we love to do can serve even more people at even different levels.
Oh, no question.
So you can keep talking.
We, talked about it. I talked about it with our CFO, which is Austin, and I said, let's, go to sleep on it. And I woke up the next morning with full of expectation that this was going to be huge for us. And I just knew it in my heart. I think you knew it in your heart. Mm-hmm. And I said, we're going to make this mm-hmm. work.
It like, the money is definitely weird. Because Macy, being in life coach school, both of us, is like, there's this concept of cognitive dissonance where your brain's like in two worlds and you're trying to rationalize it. And I was like, on the one hand, I'm mad is not the right word. I was like, how can this be this price? Like, how? And then on the other hand, I'm like, I'm so glad because that means that
such a good deal.
It's going to be like nothing else. And like, mm-hmm. it's not what you see left and right in the market right now. This is something is different about this.
Yeah.
And I just knew it. So I was happy about it. And like, man, that's
a lot.
You know, buy
everything that we have. Yeah. Kat's like, whatever, we need to do to make this happen. Like, we will not get paid. We will, we will figure this out because of what's possible on the other side.
100%.
The expectation
100%.
Of it. And so I will.
I mean, I was like, do I have to mortgage my house?
Yeah, literally.
I'm like, if Macy can't go, do I just mortgage my house? Yeah. It's just crazy.
Yeah. So you have to wire the money. And I personally have never done that before. And that was an experience of a lifetime to say the amount out loud and to sign it over. And it was just like a whoa. The chips are in. And that's when I mm-hmm. Told Kat, I said, Kat, the chips are in. And what is so, I don't know if it's coincidental, but once we made this decision and the chips were in, things kind of started to happen. Mm-hmm. This was a Thursday of our enrollment week. Mm-hmm. And on that Thursday, usually the day before the last day of enrollment, which is a Friday, sales come rolling in pretty quickly,
like all day.
And this was around 3:00. And I think we'd only had one at that point, mm-hmm. which is unheard of. Mm-hmm. And was it Thursday or Friday?
It was Thursday.
Okay. And literally after I did that, I think 12 or 13 or 14 kind of started coming in all of a sudden. And I'm like, okay, I don't know, but it's interesting.
Well, I was talking to Shelby Rose about this because she wanted the back. I was giving her the backstory, and I said, the faith that took.
Yeah.
Belief has two sides. You have faith and you have doubt. And the faith to put your chips in mm-hmm. on the expectation, on the vision you have when things aren't going like you want them to, is a whole different level. Yeah. Then if it goes well, then I'll do it.
Yeah.
We talk to people about that all the time, and it's like, you don't get it.
Yeah.
If it's not going well, that's the very reason.
Yeah.
And this was just one moment in time that happened to, the one sale a day. Really, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to watch that happen when your expectation is, we get 50 on this day.
Right.
But I think it was supposed to happen. It was supposed to.
Yeah.
And I believe it was the Lord being hey, just trust. Without the circumstances being mm-hmm. how you want them.
Mm-hmm.
Decide what you're going to believe mm-hmm. forwardly.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally was I don't want to say a dam broke, but like it 100% released something.
Yeah.
After you sent
and then that
text.
Friday, like it was like 34 that sales came in that day.
That was huge. Yeah.
And that was probably our biggest day.
For sure.
It was like $132,000 day, which is really just, I don't know. I can't explain how, and it felt so obvious at the same time. Like mm-hmm. It was a big day, but it wasn't surprising, and it felt just encouraging. It was mm-hmm. all of the above.
Yeah.
I was packing my clothes, and I kind of had a moment in the closet. I'm like, wow, we are like packing the clothes to be around these people that live a different life, live in a different reality than us.
They, I don't know if we'll get to it in this podcast, but they absolutely live a different reality.
A different reality. And what's so crazy, like I heard Myron talk about this. He's like, literally 100 years ago, not 1,000 years ago, but 100 years ago, you could have told somebody that everything we do is on our phones, our bank, our flashlights, our communication tool, our the way, you know, every, you can make money off of this. And it would be a reality that people 100 years ago could not even imagine, but it's so normal to you today. You don't even question it. You don't even think about it. And this has been the process of that, where our reality is just what we know. And these people are looking at us and saying, you have no idea what's on the other side of these new actions you're about to take. Mm-hmm. And they're living in a reality where they're making $9 million days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's after they did a $7 million day. Mm-hmm. And doing $3.9 million days. And people, it is like normal.
Yeah, I mean, I just sat next to this woman at lunch. And she's like, yeah, I said, somehow it got brought up. She did $1 million day. And this is the point. The way they're like, yeah, they do not think it's a big deal.
No.
At
it's
all.
The standard. It's like the baseline.
If you've
actually.
Ever been around more down to earth people in your life,
mm-hmm.
like I want to meet them too, because they're just like, yeah, this is the result of the action. Like,
yeah.
And that is honestly the definition of expectation.
That's right.
She's like, well, I knew this was going to happen.
Right.
It was just a matter of like, how's it going to unfold? What's the story going to be? But it's very cool for people to be like unamazed by money.
Yeah.
When unamazed, meaning like they're thankful, but it's not like the prize. It's mm-hmm. not like the point. It's like, yeah, I helped that many people at that price point.
Yeah. So it's just been really powerful. And, you know, we came a day early to have a VIP experience. And I really thought we were going to have one day with Myron. And we have had, we've had dinner with him. We've had like mini sessions with him. We went to his hotel like suite last night with the group of VIPs. It's just like a small group of people that just talk to him and ask him questions. And, it's like, the type of mentorship that in coaching that I have never experienced. And I mean, I was telling Kat, like, I'm so mad at us
yeah.
for, really just thinking that like, we're not there yet. We don't belong there yet. Like you see the $350,000 price tag and it's like, that's not us yet.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is, I mean, it's just the identity of how I see us is a night and day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you feel that way
too.
Oh
yeah, I do.
And what's cool, what Myron has said is me charging $350,000 unlocks a belief for you since you're willing to pay that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how other people are willing to pay you a higher price mm-hmm. as well? So he's like, I'm doing you a favor. Making you pay that is doing you a favor to unlock a belief
mm-hmm.
that you don't even know is in there.
Yeah.
And that has absolutely happened.
100%.
So yeah, it's been a wild experience. We have a whole year of events and calls, and which we didn't even know was in it. We had no idea.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. So there, we've learned a lot about like this. We said that stuff about price and money a few mm-hmm. times, you know. And so there's kind of more to unpack, but not really. It's just everyone sees like not what is the price of something, but what is the value of something. Like, what do you get out of it? Mm-hmm. What is the result you can expect in your life? And honestly, on the challenge on that Tuesday, he asked me, well, do you get results? Like, when people learn how to sell, they don't know how, then they really learn how, then what happens? That was his question. And I told him a couple of our stories, and he was like, why are you so mad at yourself?
Yeah.
Like, why are you so mad that you're charging $4,000 for something that will make someone, like, literally double their six-figure revenue? Like,
yeah.
You don't get the value, and therefore, the right people aren't even going to buy it.
That's right.
And the right people, meaning ones who like can take the absolute most advantage of it. And when we were on day one of this VIP, what was it called? Just the day before thing. Mm-hmm. There's this woman who is kind of struggling with her selling. She needs to help her team of certified coaches and things like that. And she looked at us. She does $6 million a year, so it's not like the most in the group by any stretch, but she does well, really well. And she said, I would never buy
from y'all at $4,000.
Even though I need what you're selling, I wouldn't buy it. I would assume that you can't help me.
And because of the price.
Because of the price. And that's probably one of the most painful things
I've ever heard. Yeah.
Is like, I assume you can't help me. And someone might be listening to this and they're like, well, then you shouldn't help someone like that. Like, you should help, you know, people who do appreciate it or whatever. But I really can't describe how much she needs it and like her impact on the world already. Mm-hmm. Like, she helps people with alcohol control, and to know that she's like, I would assume.
Yeah.
So we have said that School of Sales, that program is going to, it has to go up in price. And so that would be around $10,000, and we will honor that.
For a time.
We will definitely honor that for a time. And so we'll see what the price is next.
Yeah.
But I will say for 100% fact, you literally, at the very least, can hit six figures.
Yeah.
With a product that is proven to help people, mm-hmm. or that you like really want to prove that it can help people by selling it, absolutely can. Yeah. So that's what gets me so fired up. Like, yeah. When I hear Jordan, you know, our ads manager, she's like, oh yeah, like I could do six figures. Now I'm hitting that in June, and I'll probably hit 250 or
right.
300. I'm like, okay, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So it's exciting to see the potential of the spread,
mm-hmm.
Of these skills. I'm excited.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. We'll be live tweeting for sure on this podcast.
Yeah.
And we just feel so honored and blessed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to day two.
We have done quite a bit of YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
But YouTube is going to become even more prominent over time. Yeah. Like, we have to kind of ease into it. But it will become like the most prominent platform we have.
We're excited about that.
And Instagram will be kind of a reflection of how juicy it is, which is very exciting. I think it's going to be better for everybody.
Yep. Awesome. Well, we love you guys, and we'll see you in the next one. Have a great week.